BOS Talking Blues. Well, I'm here to educate you, see, about a great little company by the name of B. They got a brand new operating system. If you don't get it now, you'd be sorry you missed them. Back in 1990, John knew we got the ball rolling by figuring out what PCs of the future would be doing. So we designed an OS for the future, not the past. B's designed for the next decade, not the last. Pretty simple concept, really. Looking ahead a bit. No one else thought of doing it. So B built a computer, sly as a fox. It ran the new OS, it was named the B-Box. Cooler and hipper than all its ancient predecessors. A custom-made hot rod with dual processors. But they stopped making the B-Box as hardware prices got low. They stopped running on the Macs and the Macintosh clones. Then Steve Jobs came back and said the clones gotta die. And B looked like to be left high and dry. But luckily by then, B was running on machines with this other company. You might have heard of them. Intel. So now you got a quick CD-ROM and the fastest Pentium, and you think you're ready to head to the next millennium. You're still operating in caveman mode if your OS is written in legacy code. So it seems to me to make lots of sense to get the OS that can handle digital convergence. Video, audio, graphics 3D. Get on the train, get going with B. Not to mention B's symmetric multi-processing, pervasive multi-threading, preemptive multitasking, 64-bit journaling file system, object-oriented APIs, replicate capabilities, you know, all that kid stuff. Well, I'm coming to the close of this little oration about the operating system with a higher bandwidth communication. B's user-friendly, it'll get you far. Take this from a guy who can't even program his VCR. B's the OS that'll bring you up to stuff with today's and tomorrow's most demanding stuff. So just one more plug, if you please, as Grandma would have said. She would have said this little OS, this company, if you excuse the pun, is the B's name.